The popcorn is ready. You guys all set for movie night? Awesome. What are we watching? Cool. I've never seen that one. Doesn't exactly sound like Mom's cup of tea, though, does it? What? Mom, I was just kidding. I'm sure the movie has to have one thing you might enjoy. You can't go to bed early. It's family movie night. Look what you've done, Dad. You've scared your wife off. No, I get it, Mom. You've had a long day. I just like spending time with the three of us. Good night. Love you. Well, looks like it's just you and me for movie night, I guess. What? With Mom gone upstairs, what's the point in sitting so far apart? Plus, it's easier for us both to get the popcorn this way, Dad. Is everything okay? You seem a bit jumpy. This isn't a horror movie, is it? Just sit back and relax, Dad. Here, have some popcorn. This movie's pretty interesting so far. I like the mystery of it all. Film noir? Yeah, I've heard of that before. It's funny you bring that up. We studied it in class recently, Daddy. What's that expression for? Don't you want me learning new things? If I recall correctly, you liked me sharing my education with you not that long ago. Sorry, Daddy. I'll stop distracting you from the movie, so long as you let me snuggle with you. I'll be good. Thank you. I think she's the one who did it. Why? Because she's so sweet and innocent. It'd be the perfect twist. Wait, don't tell me, Daddy. I want to see if I'm right. This is actually what we learned about in class. We discussed archetypes, how characters often can be fit within a certain category or its opposition, one thing or the other. It can be especially interesting to pay attention to for female characters. Because of the way women tended and tend to be depicted, it becomes more obvious. And in Norse stories, characters are rarely what they seem. One of the things we learned is called the virgin whore dichotomy, Daddy. Women, or girls, are either perfect, sweet, innocent virgins who are defenseless, or they're seductive, deceitful, downright sinful. It's pretty black and white, not a lot of room for nuance. It's a pretty clunky way to look at women, but writers fall into that trap all the time. Are you okay, Daddy? You look a little tense. Is something dramatic about to happen? In the film, I mean, of course. Anyway, one of the things we talked about was archetypes and tropes. Our helpless heroine is the perfect ingenue, the seemingly sweet and innocent young woman. She's not capable of doing anything wrong, because it is entirely against her nature, right? Looks can be deceiving, though, can't they, Daddy? Sometimes a good girl isn't quite as good as she seems. You're not scared of the movie, are you? Well, you flinched just now when I touched your leg. Relax, everything's fine. Unlike the case of our protagonist, though, huh? He seems quite smitten with the way this sweet girl looks at him with her big eyes, and she's just so helpless. She needs a man like him to take care of her, protect her. Or that's what he thinks. How do I know? We'll see how she dresses in front of him. Just that hint of cleavage, the deep red of her lips, always looking up at him. She's sending all the right subliminal signals, Daddy. Innocent possibly plays it off as a naivety, but she's not truly that innocent. She can't be. It's a dangerous mix for a man, one many find hard to resist. Me? Daddy, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a very good girl. I'm still a virgin, I'll have you know. Untouched and pure. Well, touched a little bit, right, Daddy? I think she's secretly the femme fatale, Daddy. I think she's manipulating him, tempting him. And she'll be the bad guy in the end. We'll just have to wait until the end to find out, though, won't we? Oh, what's this? Are you having naughty thoughts again? Or are you looking at your stepdaughter again? I don't mind, Daddy. You can do more than look. Just like we did in your office. You're right. Let's finish the movie. I'll put my hand back on your thigh. You just try to keep that bulge under control. That was a good film. Excellent choice, Daddy. It was very suspenseful. Lots of fun buildup. Oh, you're not thinking about going to bed already, are you? I don't know, Daddy. It might not be a good idea. Why? Well, I've been good and I haven't touched it, except by accident. But you're hard, Daddy. Mom might find it a bit strange for you to come into bed with a hard on, don't you think? Especially given that you were just downstairs watching a movie with her daughter. It might make her a bit suspicious of what exactly you were doing down here alone with me. No, you're right. You didn't do anything wrong. You're innocent. Sort of. You did let me rub your thigh. And it did turn you on, and you were staring at my tits. Can't help yourself, Daddy. I'm only wearing a perfectly reasonable tank top. Lots of women wear those to bed. No, I don't want to stop. I like stroking you through your shorts like this. It was so fun the last time we played. Don't you want to do it again? Haven't you been thinking about it? I have. Nearly every day since. I've been coming so hard thinking about you shooting your load all over my big tits. You just throbbed, Daddy. Touching you like this has got me all wet. Would you like to see? No, that's awfully rude, and I think you're lying. I'll let you hear first, then. Hear that, Daddy? That's how wet my pussy is right now. Having you in one hand so hard and firm and touching myself with the other. Feels amazing. Oh, so good. Nice and slow. Rubbing my wet, warm pussy. No need to rush, is there, Daddy? God, you feel so good in my hand. I remember how hard it jerked when you unloaded all over me. You had so much come for me. Are you thinking about that too? Or is it my hand stroking you through your shorts that's getting your big daddy dick jumping? No, I'm not gonna stop. What sort of good girl would I be if I didn't make my beloved daddy happy? Your sweet, innocent stepdaughter just wants to leave a big smile on her daddy's face again. Is aching. Oh my god, it's so sensitive now. I need more. No, I'm not going anywhere, Daddy. You stay right there. I'm just getting these annoying clothes out of the way. Shall I start with my tank top? I know you love my big titties. The look on your face is priceless. Watch me, Daddy. Watch my shirt slide all the way up. First my belly button, and then higher so you can see my tummy. But that's not what you're waiting for. Nice and slow now, just a hint of my breast, so full and soft. That's it, don't take your eyes off me for a second. Just a hint of my areola, and now, my hard nipples. Oh yes, my tits are big, Daddy. Big enough to wrap around your cock. Now I want you to untie my shorts. Shh, don't protest. Just do it. You want to do it, so do it. Think of it as unwrapping a present. That's my daddy. You know, sometimes the Anduin gets corrupted. Is that what you've done? Your lewd staring and wandering eyes, they confused me. And then the way you took advantage of me. Such a naughty daddy. Or am I the sinful one? It would be an easy point to support, wouldn't it? What with me standing before you, naked, my pussy glistening. Sit back, I'm getting on top of you. I'm gonna climb into your lap. Warm against my skin. I can feel you. Your cock is pushing against me. It's a good thing your boxers are in the way, isn't it? We couldn't have you touching me like that, could we? Could you imagine your thick, hard cock rubbing against my sweet little pussy with nothing between us? It would be too. Don't you think? Daddy. Oh, Daddy, yes, I'm gonna rub my bare pussy against you. I am. I'm gonna grind on you until. I don't know. Your shoulders are too perfect. You don't want me to fall off, do you? You should be supportive. Are you worried I'll scratch you? Oh my. That would be tough to explain to Mommy, wouldn't it? She want to know who had her nails digging into her man? Who he let his hard cock rub against? I'll be careful, Daddy. I promise. I will leave a scratch on you, but you can mark me, Daddy. Wouldn't you like that? A secret little mark for me to see whenever I look at my body. Proof that you like this just as much as I did. Oh, you're throbbing, Daddy. I think you love this idea just as much as I do. Suck and mark my big tits. You don't want me to forget how much my daddy pleases me, do you? Oh, yes, Daddy, that's it. Suck hard. Hunch in your teeth, just a little. Keep going, mark me, please. Don't you want me to remember what a good daddy you are? No. Oh, Daddy, look at the beautiful mark you left on my soft skin. You're so rough with your sweet little girl. That'll definitely leave a hickey, I think. And look at the little red teeth marks. Every time I get dressed or I'm in the shower, I'm gonna think of you, Daddy. And how you marked me while I ground myself onto your dick, trying to stay quiet. Will you touch me, Daddy? Or do I have to tempt you more? Or do I need to make you? I think you like me being a little bad and a little good. If you touch me, I'll take your cock out, Daddy, and I'll jerk you off. I know you want it. Say yes. Oh, good Daddy. Oh my, your cock is so swollen and full. You look like you're gonna burst. Don't make me wait. Don't you want to touch my little wet pussy? There you go. That's it. Perfect. Oh, Daddy, your fingers feel so good on my lips. Do it, Daddy. Finger your baby girl. Oh, yes. Don't worry, I won't forget about you. stroke your fat cock until you come. I'll use both of my little hands on you. I want to make you feel so good. Keep going. Oh my god. Rub my glick, daddy, please. I know I'm so slick and ready. Are you imagining sliding yourself into me? Oh, your dick is going crazy. Do you wish... Do you wish that it was fucking me? We can't do that, can we? It would be wrong. I'm your good girl. It would be wrong for you to stretch my virgin pussy with your cock. You never cross that line. That would be too far. Oh, Danny, it feels so good. Faster, please. I need it. I need you to make me come. I need you. You want to make me scream, but we can't. We have to keep it secret. Such a sexy secret. Me and Danny. Are you close? Yes. Got me too. Come with me, Danny. I want you to come with your good girl. Give it to me. Be a good Danny. Oh, fuck. 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 Danny, I'm gonna come. Getting so close to my pussy. Does that make you nervous? Don't worry, I'll get it. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I really needed your love again. It's been too long since we last had some fun together. I really like spending time with you. You're the best stepfather a girl could ask for. I hope you won't make me wait so long before our next lesson. I think there's a lot more we can teach each other, don't you? I love that nervous look you get. It's so fun. Why don't you let me clean you up before you head off to bed? No, 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 not a tissue. Why waste your perfectly tasty cum? Do you still like seeing me with your cock in my mouth? My tits pressed against your legs, Daddy. Thank you. Careful, don't enjoy it too much. We don't want you to get excited again so soon, do we? It's late, I better get to bed. Thanks for the movie date. I had a lot of fun. Good night, Daddy.